Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are going to go mock drafting again. And NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler, released his latest mock draft earlier this week. And he has the Falcons drafting... Excuse me, got a little choked up there. Falcons drafting UCLA.
We all love Ladd McConkey, Tiff. It's okay.
Edge rusher Leighton Vuitton with the 8th overall pick and Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey with the 43rd overall pick. We got in pretty heavy on Latu before, but McConkey, right? This second round, and I know we've discussed a number of times just maybe you could get a steal in the draft, but second round, I don't consider this a steal. That's a good pick. In terms of he's not someone that he has projected into falling into, you know, let's say the fifth round or anything like that. But the 43rd overall pick, then I think, and we saw from his pro day video, the speed, just his route running, his ability to be a playmaker, I think can have an impact.
I think some people, based on his testing at the combine and how he played at senior day, would maybe think that 43rd
is too high.
No, it would be a steal.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's what I was. Okay,
I think some people, and look, Tiff, where guys are drafted is based on so many things. A lot of it is where people have them ranked, but also if a run goes on players. If a run goes on, and when you know that there's going to be a run on quarterbacks early, and then there'll be a run on receivers at some point from 4 to 12, right? And maybe even just 4 to 10. Could McConkey sneak up for a wide receiver needy team in that first round, like a Kansas City, where he would fit kind of some of the things and with how well he runs routes, his football IQ, the speed, the hands. Could he fit into something, some of the, kind of a poor man's Tyreek Hill type position where the way Tyreek Hill was always kind of open or was able to come back for Patrick Mahomes when he needed him the most. And that's what Kelce has done to his career there, but it's something that they've missed the last couple of years in Kansas City. Now, hasn't hurt them because they went back-to-back in the long run, but the offense is trailed off. So I think getting Ladd at 43 would be great value. That said, I think a lot of people would say, well, we still have a hole in that other cornerback spot opposite AJ. Why are we addressing wide receiver now?
No, I think that's a solid way to look at it, right? I mean, there's so much value to be had with Ladd McConkey, and you've gone out of your way to add, you know, weapons in that offensive skill room.
Similar to him, right?
Rondale Moore and guys like that, Darnell Mooney, kind of similar. He actually reminds me, I've been trying to draw comparisons. He reminds me of a guy that I played against in college, T.Y. Hilton. I think he was at Florida International and ended up being a really, really good player for the Colts for a number of years.
Yeah.
And here's why. His start and stop ability, right, can be full speed, stop within 2 or 3 yards, and then can take off and be back at full speed within 2 or 3 yards. Like, that's what he brings to the table. That is something the Falcons just simply have not had. They haven't had that. And we've talked to her blue in the face about the wide receiver room that the Falcons had last year. There just was not enough explosive playmakers, and the term that I brought up every freaking Monday last year was yak, because you did not have the ability to catch the ball on the run, a lot of times because of the throw, but a lot of times also because of the separation, and you didn't have the ability to kind of explode through some of these holes. Nobody was catching the ball underneath and splitting safeties or splitting secondary and taking it the distance. It just didn't happen. With what it seems like Raheem is trying to do with this wide receiver room and Zach Robinson, they're going to have that. So I think drafting Ladd McConkey would be a great draft pick, but I think it's a plus draft pick. I don't think it's a massive position of need at this point.
Now, let me ask you a question. If Malik, let's go back to the first round real quick, and let's take Ladd out, because I agree with you. It's a plus pick. But they
can I jump in? I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also, always.
I mean, I know, but I was just thinking in terms of two. If you're not saying you're gonna have any, it's a Georgia guy. It's a guy, right?
Georgia fans would be thrilled. Absolutely.
And isn't he's from Georgia, right?
He absolutely. Yeah,
like,
he's
from
Chatsworth.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, through and through. So I'm just saying,
shout
there's
out to Scooter
the,
in the Chatsworth Squid Nation. You're,
it is a what did you call it? A plus.
Yeah,
plus
pick.
Based on nobody's going to complain.
It's a luxury pick.
But I think it might even go slightly a little bit above that, getting that you're getting a guy from the state of Georgia that went to Georgia. That's a major, I think, you know, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's like a major coup. It's like a big, it's a fan base pleaser.
That's what I'm, not that you try to do that, because we had this discussion before. Sometimes you're going to be like, forget the fans. We know what's going on internally. But you've got a playmaker that, you know, happens to have all those, the rest of the other stuff with
Well, him. Look, if he brings fans in week one or two, that's great. But he needs to be bringing fans in week 9, 10, 11.
And
that's on the field
agree,
production.
But I am saying, at least what we see, he has the ability to be able to do that. So just wanted to throw that out.
No, you're absolutely right. The thing I would ask is, what if in a crazy, crazy world, things get all just mixed up and Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze
are available?
Is there an 8? And it's Nabers, Adunze, Turner, or Latu. And I know what we know our needs are, but what do you do then? Because you want to talk about luxury. Look, it is a luxury pick, but don't forget, this team still could use some wide receiver help.
Do you think that given the way the rule changes have been going, and I'm not saying that I believe this is the case, but guys vocalizing their concern over how everything seems to be geared more towards the offense, that, I don't know, maybe you do want to take another playmaker or high. A guy's going to be able to score like that.
Yeah. You're saying we're not going to be able to stop him anyway.
We're not going to be able to stop him anyway.
Might as well score.
What's the best friend of a pass rusher?
The coverage, yeah. I guess.
I would say a Big Lee, because you can pin your ear. Vic Beasley had 15 and a half sacks. He played great that year, but also Falcons were scoring, 29 points a game?
They were.
Basketball on turf.
And they were up in those games, Steph. And so they, you know, how many times did teams start to creep back in, but the defense was able to hold off because they could just pin their ears back and go that year?
Not only would I be okay with them picking Adunze or Malik Nabers or whoever, you know, whatever one of those top three guys is.
Maserati Marv.
Marv's going to be long gone.
I know.
I'd love it, but he's going to be long gone.
Well, you know, you know.
Not only would I be okay with it, I'm starting to lean that way. I'm starting to lean that way.
Taking an offensive weapon over.
Let me play fantasy football. You know,
be careful now. Those are trigger words around.
Let me play ultimate fanboy. Well, you know, Mike, what I think they should do is they should get Brock Bowers at 8, and they can move Kyle Pitts to wide receiver.
No. That's frustrating.
So frustrating. But the thing about it though is that I don't think Bowers is ever an option here. But
no.
I do think one of those three receivers, if there, could make the decision difficult. And you would have to look at your board and say, you'd have to look at see how close it is for the best player. Because that's what you, which one, because we think, right, that Nabers is the best athlete of those. But I don't think Adunze is far off. And but that's where the Dallas Turner Latu thing comes into play.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's why I'm starting to lean that way. I think that you have those three receivers that'll probably be top 10 picks, and then I think there is a significant gap to the next good receivers. I don't know that you take corner there, and I think that's going to be another conversation.
I think it's a reach there.
It's a reach there. So I think, and this is kind of what I was saying about Dallas Turner earlier. I think that the outside linebacker slash edge rushers, I think it's a little bit deeper slash a little more muddied as to who actually is the better version of all those. So I think you have a number of guys, and probably on the very very back end, and there's a number of people that will be clamoring for him. Chop Robinson could probably be had in the second round at 43. And that's a guy those group of five or six edge guys, I think 10 through 50, you will see them come off the board. But those three wide receivers that are top 10 picks are top 10 picks, right? And so I think that when you look at it that way and you see the value in the depth or lack thereof at those positions, that's when you start to take things into account.
Well, I think, look, to that point, I think the depth at wide receiver is pretty good too, because we've talked about guys. Like, let's not forget, yes, Neighbors, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Adunze, but then Ladd McConkey could be the next Cooper Kupp of the NFL. Ricky Pearsall could be the next Puka or Cooper Kupp. But then you've got is Pope and McMillan from Washington. Those guys, Michael Penix Jr. was great, but he had three extremely good, one elite, but three extremely good college receivers, and those guys will be there in probably the second to third round. But to your point, you want to talk about production, and we want to talk about what Dallas Turner was or wasn't, and what Latu and Verse was or wasn't. And you pointed out to me, maybe yesterday, you said, let's look at Chop Robinson's production. I pulled it up. How big is the drop-off? Because it's there.
It's there. It's there, and it's massive. And there are so many questions about Chop Robinson's production because it just – you look at his stat line, you put it next to some of these other guys, you're like, what happened? I know he was dinged up for a couple of games, but whoo.
The athletic ability is off the charts, but that's probably why he's in that lower tier, that second and the lower first, early second.
I will say this. How nice is it to look at those three receivers? And sometimes when you get into these draft mode, you go, well, they had this guy throwing to him in college. They had this kind of offense. You don't worry about the quarterback right now. Like, I'm not. Kirk Cousins, I'm like, man, these receivers, no matter what happens, are going to be upgraded at quarterback. You know, you had Penix throwing and Jaden Daniels throwing and even C.J. Stroud a year ago to Maserati Marv. I'm not worried about that quarterback position, who's getting these receivers the ball.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.